was like, trust me, I am not giving up my life for this cashier
job.
Yeah,
really, just take it.
I'd be like, literally take everything you want. Like, take the whole building. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not mine. Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy
and Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we will be discussing the pilot episode of Alex Rider.
Alex Rider premiered on June 4th, 2020 on Amazon Prime and has two seasons so far. It follows Alex Rider, who is recruited by a subdivision of MI6 as a teenage spy to infiltrate places that others are unable to.
Yeah. It's a teen British spy teen drama.
Yes. Yes. I had never heard of it, but I know you knew about the books, right?
Yes. So it's a series by Anthony Horowitz, mm-hmm. who's like a pretty famous like spy mystery thriller author.
Okay.
And this is like his like teenage series.
Because
I think yeah, most of them are like, yeah. Yeah, because I think he mostly writes adult fiction.
Mm.
But yeah, this is YA. And there was also a movie with Alex Pettifer playing Alex Rider that came out in like 2006 that I watched.
Yeah. What was the movie? I wrote it down. Yeah. The movie. Yeah. 2006 feature film based on the first novel, Stormbreaker. Yeah. I've never heard of that movie either. I did not see it. But I guess this was like, because when did the other Alex Pettifer movies come out? Those were like more like 2010-ish, right? Or 2011?
Yeah, I think he was pretty young in this movie.
Okay, so I've never heard of this. I did not see that. I've never heard of the books. I've never heard of Anthony Horowitz. I'm really on a good roll here.
Yeah, my sister used to read a lot of Alex Rider books. I've read a couple of them, I think.
I wonder if I didn't because he's like a boy. And I was like, ew, like boys
maybe,
because like maybe. I like read a lot of mystery books, like I read like Nancy Drew and I read like the A to Z mysteries when I was a kid. So like I probably would have enjoyed reading those books, but I probably saw that it was like a boy on the front and I was like, ew, no.
Maybe, I don't know. It also kind of reminds me of like Artemis Fowl type books. I mean, that one's like more like fantasy.
I didn't read that one, but I know what you're talking
about. It was
about.
Also like my sister liked those books as well, but I didn't really read them because, yeah, it had, like, a boy as the main character, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I got into, like, Pretty Little Liars, which we've discussed, which is, like, a mystery, but that's, like, girls, obviously. So I was like, okay, I can get down with this. They have, like, pretty covers on them.
Yeah.
I did read that this is Amazon's first scripted British original series, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think this season is based on the second book in the series.
Yes.
So I guess they didn't want to like redo the movie.
Yeah. They're
like, okay, well, we'll skip ahead.
I guess that makes sense, especially because like I'm trying to think, like the Mortal Instruments, what show did we watch where it like basically did the same story, right?
Yes. Yeah, Mortal Instruments.
Yeah. So it kind of makes sense. Yeah, so the second book is called Point Blank. So that's what this one is. And then there's a third season in production currently. Well, it said currently in 2021. So, like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening now. I don't know if it's still going. But it didn't say it was canceled on Wikipedia. But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because there's two seasons out.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know if they're going to make another one.
I don't know. How many books are there? A lot?
There's a lot of them. Yeah. It's like a long series. Let me see. He's 14. They're still being written. Wow, I didn't know they were still coming out.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah.
You know what I learned recently is like there are some like I forget what they were called, like book, not like a publishing house, but like a book, some type of book thing that basically will hire an author to be like, hey, write this kind of book for us. And so, like, the book house, like, owns the rights to the book, not the author, if that makes sense. So, like, it's, like, a commission, kind of.
Oh.
So, I was watching this YouTube video about the Vampire Diaries, and, like, that's how the Vampire Diaries books were created, was, like, this book house was, like, hey, like, I forgot the author's name. It was like, hey, author, like, we want a teen vampire novel. Can you write that for us? And she was like, got you. And so then she wrote The Vampire Diaries, and then it, like, became a TV show. And but, like, she didn't own the rights to it or anything, so she, like, didn't make any money off of it, which, like, sucks. But that same book house also commissioned Pretty Little Liars and something else that became, oh, The Secret Circle, that became a TV show.
Oh,
so it's, like,
interesting.
They're, like, churning out these, like, YA stories. I mean, I don't know if it's, like, explicitly to become TV shows, but that obviously seems to be, like, the financial goal, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's really interesting.
I mean, I guess if, like, the publishing house or whatever, like, owns it, they probably have money to, like, get it made into a show as well.
Right, right.
That's so interesting. I wonder if, yeah, they're just like, oh, this is a trend right now. We need a book like this.
But the thing is, like, The Vampire Diaries came out in, like, the 90s, right? The books. And then it became a show, like, when the vampire, like, craze was happening.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So, I don't know. I mean, just a thought, like, because, I don't know. I just, like, assumed, like, authors just, like, wrote books and they became successful and then it becomes a TV show. But it's, like, no, like, sometimes it's, like, more targeted than that. It's, like, people are, like, looking at the trends and they're, like, I think vampires are going to be hot. Let's do a vampire book.
Let's get a book. interesting. Okay. Well, I don't know about this one. I think, like, yeah, Anthony Horowitz is pretty famous.
Right.
So I'm sure he was just like, I want to write a book.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
cool. All right. We can get into the character breakdown. We have the titular character, Alex Rider, played by Otto Front. He is a highly skilled teenager who is recruited by the Department of Special Operations. And by highly skilled, I guess they mean he can, like, he does, like, parkour and he's, like, smart, I guess.
Yeah, I think, well, we find out later that, like, his uncle is a spy, right?
Right.
So I think his, like, uncle, like, kind of trained him, like, special skills.
You know? That makes sense. It's giving, I feel like I brought up Psych last episode, but, you know, how, like, his dad, like, Sean's dad's a cop and, like, trains him to be observant. It's, like, kind of the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we have Ian Rider, played by Andrew Buchan, who is an agent of the Department of Special Operations and also Alex's uncle. He's listed as, like, a main character, but then I was like, is he, though? Like, does he stay a main character?
Yeah.
We'll see, I guess.
He's a character.
This is true. Then we have Jack Starbright, played by Ronke Adekolujo, who is a graduate from America, a university graduate, and Alex's caretaker. So, is she, like, the nanny? That's kind of, like, what I...
Yeah.
I call her housekeeper later, but I was like, is she the nanny?
Yeah, I think so. Because, well, Alex is supposed to be, like, 14. So he's, like, pretty young.
Oh, really? I thought he was older than that. I thought he was, like, 17.
Yeah, I mean, he looks older, but I think he's supposed to be, like, 14. And, like, his uncle's, like, gone a lot of the time. Mm. So, like, Jack, like, watches him.
And his parents are dead.
Yeah,
he's an orphan. Sorry, I said that very, like, aggressively. His parents are dead.
It's like, oh.
No, but, like, it's, poor, like, Alex. He's under the care of his uncle because his parents have passed. Yeah. Then we have Tom Harris, played by Brennick O'Connor, who's Alex's best friend. He's, like, a bit goofy, like, sidekick guy.
He's the, like, normal guy.
Yes. He's just, like, he's this, like, kind of the Styles to Alex's got.
From Teen Wolf.
Then we have Alan Blunt, played by Stephen Delane, who is, from Wikipedia, says, the shrewd head of the Department of Special Operations. Ooh. So he's, like, the head honcho guy. Then we have Mrs. Jones, played by Vicky McClure, which, does she not have a first name? Unclear. She's the deputy head of the Department of Special Operations. There's Martin Wilby, played by Liam Garrigan, an agent of the Department of Special Operations, and a colleague of Ian. So I think they're, like, partners. Are supposed to be, but Martin Shady, we find out. And then John Crawley, played by Ace Botti, is the chief of staff of the Department of Operations, so he is, like, also there. And then we have Yasin Grigorovich, played by Thomas Levin, who is a mysterious assassin who we meet briefly. And then on the American side, we have Michael Roscoe, played by Stephen Brand, who's the CEO of Roscorp Media, and Parker's father, Parker Roscoe, who played by George Sear, is an American graduate of Point Blanc and the heir to the media empire. And George Sear is in Love, Victor. We haven't done Love, Victor yet, right?
We haven't done it yet.
No, he's like a love interest in one of the love interests in that show. So I was like, oh, hey.
Oh. He's back again.
Yeah. So that's everyone in this episode.
Yeah. There's a lot of spies. We don't really like see that many of like high school students.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell like the spy people apart. I was like trying to figure out like which of these British men were not the other British men. right. But yeah, it's interesting because like we see him, Alec, his current high school. But the assumption I have is that he's going to be sent to this Point Blanc school in like France. So it's like we're probably going to meet the high schoolers over there.
Right.
But I mean, that didn't happen yet. Yeah. So I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that is a thing in the books that like Alec is doing bad in school because he like keeps going on missions. But he like is never at school.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's not getting a good education.
That's funny. I feel like that's like what happens in all teen dramas, but like it's never like mentioned.
They never talk about it.
Like they never talk about it. Like in Teen Wolf, they're always like going on missions, and like same with like Pretty Little Liars, they're always like doing random shit to like figure out the mystery. And then like after four seasons, they like graduate, and you're like, you were never in class. Like, how did you graduate? Yeah.
I don't know. C's
get degrees. That is true.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, all right. We can get into the plot. In New York, Michael Roscoe asks his son, Parker, to go to lunch later. Parker leaves and Michael calls Alan Blunt and tells him he's coming to London, but then falls down an elevator shaft. In London, Alex and Tom learn about a party, but they weren't invited. Tom has the address on his phone, but it gets confiscated by their teacher. After school, Alex breaks in to get it back, but is caught.
Yeah, so I was very confused when like the opening shot was in New York. I was like, hello, I thought this was British. Like, what are we doing? And then it was like, so like Parker was giving me very strong Spider-Man villain vibes. Like he was giving...
Harry Osborn.
Yeah, he was giving James Franco in like the original Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus like rich dad, like this whole thing. And so I was like, does he like hate his dad? It was a very weird scene.
They did have a weird vibe going on.
Yeah.
Because like later, yeah, the dad's like, oh, let's hang out later. And then he seems happy about it. But I was like, oh, it's kind of weird vibes.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they don't spend very much time together, so they don't know each other very well. I don't know.
Well, it seems that he maybe just, like, after, like, later we learn things, it seems like Parker maybe just got back from Point Blanc. So, it's, because, like, later we learn, like, Parker was misbehaving. He was sent to Point Blanc, which is, like, a boarding school for, like, troubled teens, yeah, I guess.
Troubled rich kids,
yeah, because it's in France. And it seems like maybe he just got back and he's like acting weird, so maybe like Point Blanc like messed him up, made him evil. I don't know. True. Unclear.
True. Yes.
But yeah. But yeah, also like Michael falling down the elevator shaft is very Pretty Little Liars, I will say. That happens on one or two occasions in that show.
Yeah.
But they don't always die.
Scary. I mean, I guess you always have to watch where you're going. I don't know.
Well, like, it was like a weird, like, what is it called? Like, hologram, right? It was like looking like the elevator, but it was a hologram. So that's why he fell through.
Right. Yeah. So someone like set him up.
Yeah. Like he was murdered.
Here's an elevator. Just kidding.
Yeah. That's terrifying. Yeah. Something
like
that.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan.
I always see like scary videos. Or like one time I saw like a video of like a dog. Like it was like a little dog,
like,
and
the
it was like
leash
hanging.
Gets cut. Yeah.
But at least like the dog didn't get like, I don't know, like caught murdered. In the door. He was like hanging.
Right.
From
yeah.
The door.
I've seen that.
And like
that,
he was like okay, but I was like, oh my gosh, you have to be really careful in an elevator.
Yeah, but that's like bad dog parenting, I think.
Right. And like, if that was your dog, wouldn't you come back for it? Like, I wouldn't just leave. I don't know. You know, like, wouldn't you notice that your dog did not get in the elevator?
I
would hope
so. I mean, I've never had a dog, but you think you would notice.
I don't know. But yeah, be careful in elevators.
Truly. Yeah, so Michael's dead. And then we go to London where Alex and Tom are at school, and this is like such a convoluted plot point, because they're just like chatting and he's like, do you have the address of the party? And he's like, yeah, right here. And he like whips out his phone. He's just like, no phones. It's like just to like, they're just trying to set up like, why does Alex get in trouble later? Cause he goes in to steal the phone back. And it's like, there was no reason for him to pull out the phone. Like, there literally was no reason.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, and then like, yeah, the teacher takes the phone. I'm like, don't they usually give him back at the end of the day? Like,
do you just like steal them forever?
He just like takes it and then like doesn't give it back. And then like they leave school without their phone.
Yeah.
And then give it back, please.
Alex gets it back, but then his uncle takes it. So then like Tom still doesn't have his phone because like Alex's uncle.
Poor Tom. He's like, that's my property. Please give it back.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. So yeah, the phone has a party address and they need it to go to the party. So yeah, Alex does some parkour and breaks into the school. He knows how to pick a lock, we see.
Yeah. It's like, it seems a bit excessive the way he gets in. He like hops all over all the roofs and then like hops in a window and then like whole thing. I'm like, you couldn't just like pick the lock of the front door or something? Like, I feel like this is excessive. But they had to show us that he has these abilities, obviously. Yeah,
he's special. Tom's like, he's not like other boys. He just parkour. Yeah. But yeah, they're caught and the uncle's like mad at him.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing with your life? Breaking into the school.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you're so boring. Which is like, again, very Spy Kids. Like, my parents aren't cool enough to be spies.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex thinks his uncle works at the bank.
Yeah.
He's like, that's the most boring job I've ever heard.
Which, fair. Working at a bank does sound boring. No offense to anyone that works at a bank, but I mean,
you have to deal with the like money. I don't know.
But you can't steal the money.
You could.
Touching money is just dirty, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's probably like a lot of counting, I guess. I don't know.
And you have to like go into an office, I'm sure. You can't like do it remotely.
Yeah. I guess depends what you do at the bank.
Yeah.
If you're like a bank teller, you'd have to be there.
Yeah, and then you like people like rob banks, you know, that's scary.
That's true. That is
scary. Which I guess that isn't boring, but it is scary.
Yeah, some places I feel like are dangerous to work at. Because people just are always doing crazy stuff.
Like when I worked as a cashier, we were taught, you know, like what to do if like someone tried to rob you. Cause I would like sell tickets to like the tours at the place I was working at, and like I would sit in the ticket booth, which is like outside the main building, so like it would be easy for someone to come and rob like the ticket booth, because it's like there's not people around, it's just like a booth with the two like tellers in it. Which I was never robbed, but like they taught us, and it's like if you once you hit like $1,000 in your cash register, you would have to like get a money, whatever, like I forget what it's called, but like you have to cash out to like the accountant. Oh, like
put it in the safe?
Yeah, like put the cash in the safe and then get like a receipt basically that's like, oh, like this cash register had $1,000 in it, basically. Because like the less money, the less likely people are gonna like steal it or whatever. And so I was always like, but they were always like, if they asked for the money, give it to them. Like they were like, do not fight with a man.
I mean, yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah. And I was like, trust me, I am not giving up my life for this cashier.
Yeah, I'll be like, just take it.
I'd be like, literally take everything you want. Like, take the whole building. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not mine.
Dude, they are not paying me above minimum wage, so you really don't need to worry about it. At dinner, Ian watches the news about Michael Roscoe's death. Alex knows about Michael because he saw a viral video of Parker pranking him last year. After the prank, he was sent to a boarding school in France. Ian calls Martin and tells him about the school of Point Blanc. Ian goes to meet up with Martin, so Alex sneaks out to go to the party with Tom.
Yeah, so Ian knows something's fishy about Michael's death. He's like, yeah, this is weird. And also the son is weird.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Parker looks so much different in a suit. And he's like, how do you know who Parker is? He's like, well, he pied his dad in the face last year. Okay.
Yeah, so I guess he had like a viral like YouTube channel where he played pranks on people.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And I guess he just like seems very different. Like in the beginning, he looked very like put together. He's wearing like a suit.
Yeah. You know?
And then in the video, he's like all goofy. And
right. So it seems like Point Blank did something to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been brainwashed to be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever he is.
Yeah, creepy.
To be what did it, Harry Osborn? Wait, what is his name?
Oh yeah, Harry Osborn.
Is that his name? Harry Osborn? Yeah.
Yeah. I like Harry Osborn, but yeah.
I mean, he's only slightly evil, but okay.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
You like you like a bad evil. Boy. It's okay. It's okay. Be like a bad boy.
It's true.
Yeah. So then, like Ian's like, ooh, Point Blank. Like, what's this about? And then he like calls Martin and is like, hey, I don't even really understand what's happening here. Like he tells Alex, like, hey, I'm gonna go to work, which I'm like, sus, like, why would you go to work at a bank at nighttime? Like, whatever. But what is he actually doing? Like, him and Martin are going to this like warehouse, but like for what and for whom? Like, do they explain that?
I think that like the person they're meeting is like involved in the death. Maybe he's like confronting
him. Okay.
Or like, I'm not sure. Maybe they're just like looking for clues.
Okay. Or like, cause he asks about, was this when he asks about that like Russian guy? He's like Gregov something or other. I don't know. Like some Russian guy. And they're like, he's not in Russia anymore. I don't know. There's like something going on. It's confusing me.
Yeah. I don't know. They're not like really explaining a whole lot.
Yeah.
In this episode. I mean, like, yeah, we're not following Ian the spy. You know, we're following Alex Rider the spy. So I'm sure they're gonna like brief him on the case.
Yeah.
You know, next episode.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, Alex sneaks out to the party with Tom. Good for him.
Yeah. And he sees his like crush. So
yes, good for him.
Yeah, teen parties.
Can't relate, but yeah, sounds fun.
At the party, Alex tries to talk to his crush, Aisha. Tom talks to a girl about the X-Men, and she vomits on him. Ian and Martin meet up with Yasin, and Martin double-crosses him. Yasin shoots and kills Ian, and shoots Martin in the arm as a cover. Alex rides home after the party and sees the cop outside his house. They tell him his uncle was in a head-on collision and died.
Rip. Truly. Yeah, so the party is like a real, nothing really happens. Like, he says hi to Aisha and she's like, hi. And then he's like drinking beer with whiskey and scotch. And I was like, that sounds disgusting. Like, don't do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aisha, like, doesn't really know who he is. She's like, oh, you're in my class, right? And he's like, yeah.
But she's nice about it, at least.
Yeah.
She's true. Not like, you, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Tom is talking to a girl, and he's like, I think I pulled her. Like, wow. But then she, like, vomits on him. It's like, maybe not.
Sorry, dude. It's
she did call him hot, out. Though, so that's something. And all he was doing was talking about X-Men, so I, like, can't imagine, like, what's hot about that, but okay.
Yeah, I guess at least she was like listening to him. You know? That must mean she's somewhat interested.
Right.
Yasin, the assassin, kills Ian. Very sad.
Yeah. I was not expecting that in episode one. Like, hello?
Yeah. I mean, that's like the plot of the first book. I think.
Like, so the uncle dies. The two. Okay. It's very, it is very Spider-Man. Oh my God. It's very Spider-Man. Oh my God. Wait.
That's true.
Wait, Alex Rider is uncle. Spider-Man and I mean, I guess they're not besties though, so that doesn't really make sense. But like it's giving, because his parents die and then his uncle dies. Like the fuck? That's because true. Of an aunt. He just has the nanny. But
that, yeah, that's kind of true. Interesting. This one just is not a superhero show. It's a spy show.
Spy show. Wow. So,
okay. But yeah, very similar. But yeah, it is the catalyst for Alex Rider to become a spy.
Triple whammy, man. Like, normally, like, one or two parents die, but this one I got three. Three dead parents for this guy.
Yikes. Yeah. Not fun. Yeah, and Martin double-crossed him.
Yeah!
Very
and
rude.
He's like, Martin, why are you working for these evil people? And he's like, they pay me a lot. I was like, what?
Yeah. And I was, like, so sure that, like, Yasin was gonna shoot Martin as well. Like, I thought he was gonna, like, kill both of them. But he only, like, wounds Martin.
Right, so then Martin can go back and be like, he attacked us, oh my god. And it's like, no, sir.
Yeah, no. And, yeah, Alex is very suspicious of the way they say that his uncle died, because they're like, oh, he was speeding.
Yeah.
And Alex is like, my uncle never sped. He was the most boring man alive.
I mean, like, the thing is like, they're, like, so dumb, because they could have said, like, the other car was speeding.
He could have, yeah, they could have said, like, a drunk driver or something, but I don't know why they, like, try to pin it on the uncle. Like, oh, he was speeding, so that's why he crashed. I'm like, okay.
It's very weird, but then, like, that's why, like, Alex can figure it out, because he's like, that doesn't check out. There's no way he was speeding. Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Which, like, you know how, like, they say later, they're like, oh, it's, like, part of the trade, like, if you're a spy, you gotta lie a lot. And it's like, these spies are, like, not very good about covering their tracks, because, like, one, like, his colleagues should know that he doesn't speed, so then like, they'd be able to, like, tell a good lie. But then, like, later Alex, like, can't find any hospital records of, like, his uncle, like, getting injured, and it's like, you can't fake hospital records. Like, why are you not good at covering your tracks? Like, these are bad spies. Hello.
Yeah. And they, like, still have his body, right? Yeah. Like, at the scene of the crime. So, like, what if Alex was like, oh, like, where's the body?
Then he did ask them, and they said, like, oh, since it was, like, such a bad car wreck, like, he's, like, too deformed to show you, basically.
Yeah, I feel like that's very suspicious as well. Cause
right, because, like, it's, like, normally you need someone to ID the body.
Yeah, like, how deformed could he be? I don't know.
Dude,
I mean, he would still, like, they, like, would still take him out of the car wreck, and, like, you know,
yeah,
you, like, know, they would still have a body.
I feel like that's why they're like, wow, like, Alex is, like, so smart, like, we need to recruit him. But I'm like, no, you guys are just, like, bad at being spies, you know? Like, he's not that smart. Like, he's smart, but he's not, like, extraordinary. It's like, you guys are bad at covering your tracks.
Yeah.
Hello.
They were just, like, expecting him not to care, I guess, about his uncle. They're like, well, he's dead.
They're like, wow, you really are your uncle's nephew. It's like, no shit, dude. Like, his uncle was raising him. Like, what did you expect? Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure his parents died when he was, like, a baby.
Okay.
So, like, he's been living with his uncle most of his life. Right. You know, so he's, like, very close to his uncle, so.
Yeah. This whole thing. Wow. Martin tells Alan that Ian had a lead on the Varna file and wanted backup. Alan does not believe him. Tom visits Alex, and Alex tells him that he can't find his uncle's hospital files and thinks it's a cover-up. He uses Find My iPhone to find Ian's car. Alan and Mrs. Jones listen to Michael Roscoe's voicemail. Both Michael and Ian had written Point Blanc before they died. Spooky.
Yes. So, yeah, Alex is like, very suspicious. And, yeah, Tom's phone was, like, still in Ian's car. So he's like, oh, let's use Find My iPhone to find the car.
It's a long thread for, like, this payoff, you know? Like, the address for the party had to be on Tom's phone so we could get to this point.
I don't know why they had to have it, like, on Tom's phone. Like, wouldn't it make more sense for, like, Ian to, like, confiscate, like, Alex's phone? Be like, okay, you were naughty, so I'm gonna take your phone.
Right, but Alex had to get Tom's phone back. That's that's why he was naughty, right?
Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, if I was Tom, I'd be like, please give me back my phone. But
right. Yeah, it would have made more sense, yeah, if, like, he, like, was, like, but then, like, But if he had comp, like, it's also like, why is the iPhone still in the glove box, right? Like, it's like, because they were in the car and he was like, put it in the glove box. Like, you don't, you know, it's gonna be, you know, you get punishment for like being bad or whatever. But it's like, why did it stay in the glove box, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, this is like the same, all in the same day. So I guess they just like forgot about the phone, probably.
Yeah. A lot of things. It's like very like domino effect.
Yeah, right? it is, I don't know. They were just like, this is a good plot point.
Yeah. Yeah, so they go find the car and it's like at that like warehouse, the last place that which you think like they would like search through the car, but whatever. Again, they're bad at their jobs, but they see like they're like bad, which like why are they just now bagging up the body when it's like fully the next day? Like he was killed the night before. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, they should have gotten rid of his car, because if he was in a car accident, wouldn't his car be like totaled?
Because yeah, exactly. So then like Alex can see the car is fine. Like, why is it out here? Like, there was obviously, he wasn't like in a head-on collision, like out in a warehouse. Like, this makes no sense. Mm-hmm. And so obviously like Alex can tell something shady's going on. One of the agents finds him and is like, hey, what are you doing here? And he beats him up.
Yeah, Alex beats up the agent.
Yeah. Oh, am I jumping ahead too far? Yeah, I am. But it's like, again, bad at your job. Like, you can't stop a 14-year-old boy? Like, hello?
Yeah, they're trying to be like, oh, Alex is really amazing. You know? He's so talented. But, like, yeah, no, they're just kind of bad. They're bad spies. That's where they need Alex. Because, you know, they're not doing so great by themselves.
Right. Yeah, and Michael Roscoe was on the phone with Alan, or like he was leaving a voicemail on Alan's phone when he like died in the elevator shaft. The voicemail is very funny because he's just like talking, pause. Ah! When he like falls down the elevator. But he's like, I'm coming to London. There's something wrong with Parker. And then like when like they're like investigating his like death, they see like the point blank like on his desk, which is the same thing that was like written on Ian's desk. So it's like, this is all connected somehow.
Yeah, point blank. Something's fishy.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Tom and Alex go to find Ian's car and they see investigators taking it away. Alex gets caught and beats up the agent and gets away. Alex tells Tom to go home and follows one of the investigators to their headquarters. Alex meets Alan, Martin, and Mrs. Jones and finds out Ian did not work at a bank. They want Alex to help them out.
Yeah, so we kind of already touched on this. But yeah, he like beats up the agent and I'm like, you let a 14-year-old boy like break your nose. Like, that's on you. I'm sorry. And then he's like, Tom, go home. I'm going to follow this car. And he like sneaks in, which again, like they're talking really loudly. They're like, remember the normal cover story, everyone. I'm like, you're out in public. Why are you talking so loud? And then he like follows the car, like the AG. I think he follows Mrs. Jones back to like their headquarters or whatever. And I'm like, again, like you're bad at being spies. Yeah. Like, I really don't know what else to say about it.
Ay, ay, ay. But yeah, they spill the beans and tell Alex that Ian was a spy. And he's like, what? No way. Impossible. But
yeah, it's like, well, you got caught by a emotionally unstable teenager. That's kind of on you. Like, Alan's like not very happy with his like people. Yeah, then they're like, hey, do you want to help us out? Like, we want you to go on a mission for us. And he's like, you literally murdered my uncle. Like, please piss off. And then he leaves. Yeah,
it's like, no.
But, you know, obviously, like, you don't double cross the MI6 or whatever. So.
Yeah. And, like, now Alex, like, knows the secret.
Right.
So. He has to join them.
Right. The next day, Immigration and Child Protective Services show up to take away Alex and Jack. Alex calls the agents and tells them to call it off and he will help them. The Immigration and CPS agents leave and Alex gets in the car with Alan.
Yeah, so the MI6, the spy agency, they're doing some shady practices.
Right.
They're, like, blackmailing Alex to, like, work for them.
Right. They're like, we're gonna deport your nanny and then get you taken into foster care, okay?
Yeah.
Like, okay, wow. Work for us.
He's like... Like, stop it, please.
You have to come and do child labor or go to foster care, your choice.
Like, yeah.
How is it legal to have a 14-year-old as a spy?
I don't know. I guess it's probably not legal. Hopefully he's getting paid for this. I don't even know
exactly.
If he gets paid.
Like, pay him well.
Yeah. And then Jack is like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And Alex just, like, leaves and gets in, like, a black car. And she's like,
yeah, well, because he's like, shady. He grabs his phone and he's like about to dial them. And then he's like, you're probably listening to me without dialing. Call it off. And I'm like, you're just like talking into your empty phone. What do you mean they're listening to you?
I don't know. He's like, it's bugged.
He's like, yeah, exactly. But then it works. So, yeah.
So like, I guess he was right.
Yeah. So
they were listening in.
Going to go undercover to Point Blanc, I guess, is the plan.
I mean, it is, like, kind of convenient. You know, they, like, find this teenager and, like, their mission is at a boarding school.
Right.
So, you know.
It's also giving Spider-Man in the way that Tom Holland, to practice to be American, went to an actual, like, STEM school in New York to practice, like, being an American high school student, like, before the first movie. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I did hear this.
Yeah, because then, like, he was sitting with this girl in, like, class, and the girl was, like, because, like, Tom Holland's, like, obviously, because it was, like, a STEM school, so it was, like, really smart kids.
Uh-huh.
And obviously Tom Holland is, like, not that he's dumb, but he's, like, not, like, STEM smart. Like, he's an actor. Yeah, like, right. You know, it's whatever. And so then, like, the girl next to him was, like, what are you doing here? And he was, like, I'm Spider-Man. And she was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then later she's probably like, wait, he was Spider-Man.
Yeah, he wasn't lying.
Yeah.
That's so true. And he wasn't like as famous back then. So
yeah. I mean, he was
probably
just
didn't
like,
know who he was.
He was just he was just Billy Elliot back then.
Yeah. Billy Elliot. And that kid from The Impossible.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I never
watched
that.
But I didn't know it was Tom Holland at the time.
He's so small in that. Yeah. What do you think? I actually liked it a lot.
I thought it was pretty cute. I mean, this one, like, not that much, like, stuff actually happens.
Right.
Because, like, they just have to, like, set it up that Alex is going to be a spy. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, like, the next couple episodes will be more exciting. And, like,
right.
Him actually, like, doing spy work.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think it's cute. I like spies.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like, yeah, so I don't know if I'll keep watching, but it was I was pleasantly surprised with this one. So
yeah.
And I guess what we could do, who's endgame? Will Alex end up with Aisha?
Yeah, I'm curious to see if she's gonna be in more episodes.
Yeah.
I feel like she must, because like they introduced her.
Right, and they, like, establish, like, Tom as, like, his best friend, so I feel like they can't, like, just get rid of him as well. So I feel like they can't just, like, get rid of everyone at his, like, old school, but well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, so hopefully maybe he'll get the girl in the end.
Yeah. Unlike Spider-Man. Just joking.
Oh.
Spider-Man sometimes gets the girl.
Not in... Andrew Garfield.
I guess my Andrew Garfield.
Unfortunately.
Spoilers for The Amazing Spider-Man 2. That is it for this week. If you like our podcast, you can give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week, we'll be watching Curon.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.